الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن الناس من يشتري لهو الحديث ليضل عن سبيل الله بغير علم ويتخذها هزوا، أولئك لهم عذاب مهين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. In this ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explains that all musical things related to music are totally haram. Yeah, directly Allah refers to those who buy, like slave woman or any musical instrument to listen to music. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهْوَ الْحَدِيثِ. And what happens with that? لِيُذِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. A person becomes misguided from the path of Allah. He becomes unmindful. As we had explained, you see a person listening to music. He might be having his earphones. You're not hearing the music. But then he's tapping his legs. He's throwing his hands up in the air. He's doing all funny types of things. The music, it makes you totally unmindful and goes in a different, you go in a different state, like a person who has taken drugs or intoxicants, liquor, etc. Liquor makes a person like that also. And it was this music that had brought down the Islamic Khilafat also. When the Khulafa, the leaders, when they inclined towards dunya, and it took music as a light thing, that you just to soothe ourselves, just to make ourselves happy, we listen to some music. This finally brought the complete destruction. Just like photography, it brought idol worship in. And that alone is a reason, even if it was permissible to take photos or to keep photos, but that it leads to idol worship and proven in history. And not only from Quran Sharif, but history of mankind has proven it. So that is enough a reason to declare photography also totally as haram. Music, the harm that it has caused and brought the destruction of the ummah, that is also enough to, even if music was permissible, if just because what it leads to, the destruction, that also it is, for that reason also it will be totally haram. لِيُذِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَيَتَّخِذَهَا هُزُوًا. And you just take it like light and not important. And unfortunately, by and large, we've become so desensitized about music that we don't take it as anything, just as a light matter. We don't take it as anything. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. For this people will be a very disgraceful punishment. And we all should fear the punishment of Allah very greatly. One ploy of shaitan is that he makes us think that other people will get the punishment, those who are not Muslims, who are non-Muslims. If they die without iman, it's very terrible. And who has given us guarantee that we're going to die with iman? Even if a person is righteous and pious, and we enough cases all the time, not only in the history of Islam, presently also, a person, he might be so pious, so learned, but how he goes astray, you don't know. And if you have to die in that state, it could be me. And whenever we hear that, we should take it for myself, the punishments of the qabr. For example, it's narrated in the Hadith Sharif, a person who is stingy, that person, the punishment will be that there will be scorpions in the grave. A person who does things for name and fame, ashdaha, big snakes will be there in the qabr for such a person. Even if it won't be, but even if there is just one fly in the qabr to irritate us, how will we, one mosquito, a wasp, and this scorpions, they poison, and the big snakes that will be there. And if they are not there also, and a person is just in the loneliness of the qabr, that person also goes mad in loneliness, where isolation, One form of torture is also isolation, where they just keep you, you don't know what is time, whether it's day, whether it's night, whether it's summer, whether it's winter. You got nobody to speak to. And for how long? إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. How will it be? And that can be my condition. If we become conscious of that, then our Islah can take place. But if we think other people, I'm all right, that is very dangerous. Or we just think of it lightly. How many of us fear poverty, my finances if I lose, and we get worried and we try and make investments, we try and do, sort it out or something. How many of us fear ill health? I mustn't eat this, I mustn't do that. Small little thing in the body, run to doctor. Get this sorted out. It mustn't lead to paralysis. It mustn't lead to a stroke. My blood pressure is gone high. A stroke. My sugar is gone high. And sugar can cause so many other problems. But so many other things in our life to cause us problems in the qabr. And we don't worry about it. We just take it lightly. And any and everyone can get involved in that. And we have been warned of it so terribly. One place, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, وَفِي أَغْلَال فِي عَنَاقِهِمْ إِذِ الْأَغْلَالُ فِي عَنَاقِهِمْ. When there will be the collars on their necks, that means now you can't move anyway. That's a terrible condition when you are, when that is. إِذِ الْأَغْلَالُ فِي عَنَاقِهِمْ. والسلاسل, and you'll be chained up also. إِذِ الْأَغْلَالُ فِي عَنَاقِهِمْ والسلاسل يُسْحَبُونَ فِي الْحَمِيمِ. Then they will be dragged in boiling water. ثُمَّ فِي النَّارِ يُسْجَرُونَ. And then they will be thrown into burning flames of the fire of Jahannam. All the fire of the world together is not one bit of the lowest of the fire of Jahannam. And their person, and if it is khalidin fiha, forever and ever, that a person has to burn like that. Or if it is, like the Quran Sharif explains, and I must think for myself, this can happen to me. Today, alhamdulillah, we make shukr to Allah about our iman. And that also, we must be concerned whether my iman is mu'tabar, it is acceptable or not. I'm thinking I'm all right. But whether it will pass the test in the qabr. Mar rabbuka, the first question, if in that I was weak. And just see how the Quran Sharif so beautifully teaches us. The Christians came to debate with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Christians of Najran. But just generally we take it, all those who are practicing Christians, who are pious and practicing Christians, the monks, the nuns, those who are devoted to their religion, all the priests, etc., all what they call themselves, we are Christians. And Isa alayhi salam, they worship him. There are different groups. There are those who take him as God. And there are others who take him as the Son of God. There are others who take him both as God also and the Son of God. That is in itself is so, how much of idiosity, stupidness. How can the Father be the Son and the Son be the Father at the same time? Anyway, they all regard themselves today as Christians. But according to Isa alayhi salam, in his teachings, are they Christians? They are total opposite. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah will ask him, أَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَا إِلَٰهَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Oh, he said, if you tell the people to take me and my mother as gods, objects of worship besides Allah, مَا كَانَ لِيَ نَقُولَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِهِ عِلْمٌ. Allah, how could I say? They were out of the question. Subhanak, I can't say these things. But they believe that they are firm. And especially like the monks and the nuns and the priests, we are ardent lovers and followers of Isa alayhi salam. But what are they doing? Completely opposite of what Isa alayhi salam had taught. They changed the Bible. They changed the Torah. Everything. The Jews, how much Orthodox Jews, how they follow their religion. Another point which we should take a lesson from, There are so many abattoirs in our country that from a specific time to on one day of the week, that the abattoir is used only for slaughtering animals, not stunned for the Jews. So much they are following their religion that we can't have stunned animals. After that, they wash the whole abattoir, then they start slaughtering for the Muslims, stunned animals. The Jews are making sure they get unstunned. And we are happy without being worried. We're not stunned in the least, but that we are eating stunned animals. It doesn't bother us. It doesn't make any difference. So they who are so orthodox, the Jews, but they're also totally against the teachings of Musa a.s. They're not following. They changed the Torah. They changed the Injil, the Christians. But yet, and all this alleged mentioned in the Quran Sharif. And why in the Quran Sharif? The Jews and Christians, a few of them will study to try and find fault or to try and get knowledge of Quran to deviate us from the right path. But by and large, the Jews and Christians are not going to read the Quran Sharif. Muslims are going to read it. And that is the general Muslims. And who's going to study the meaning of that? The ulama. And if we, after studying it also, and we teaching also, and we making tafsir also, but if we are not following the deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we say we are following Muslims, we are Muslims, we following Islam, we following Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but we following some modern ways, some watered down Islam, some Islam which is acceptable today for us. That we don't want a strict Islam. We don't want a Islam that is very hard. Orthodox, or all those names that we use. We want a Islam that is acceptable. Is that it's acceptable to us? Will it be acceptable in the Qabr? Is that Islam the Islam which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught? And what the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum followed? Or is it the Islam, a modern Islam, and worse Islam that is being manufactured in the White House of America, or in Buckingham Palace of England, or the Kremlin of Russia? They are making today versions of Islam, and they're getting us, and through our learned people, they're getting us to follow that Islam, and abandon the Islam of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So anyway, liyudhilla an sabilillah, all this to misguide people on the path. For these people, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. In another place in the Qur'an Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says with regard to the azab of the qabr, command was, catch hold of him, فَغُلُّ, and then put the aghlal, that collars on them, خُذُو فَغُلُّ, ثُمَّ الْجَحِيمَ فَصَلُّ, صَلُّ, throw him headlong into the Jahannam. And tie him up in chains, 70 meters of chain. Tie him up and throw him into the fire of Jahannam. And don't think that this is for the kuffar only. They might bring iman before they die, we don't know. And nobody gave us guarantee we're going to die. Can be the most pious person, the most learned person. There is no guarantee that you are going to die with your iman. We have to fear right till the last moment. And shaitan, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, kept on saying, not yet, not yet. His son says, oh my father, there is time to read kalima, not to say, not now, not now. What is it that you are saying? Say, shaitan is telling me, oh Ahmad, you have saved yourself from my clutches and all my planning and all my doubt. All trying to mislead you. He says, not yet, till my last breath doesn't go out. And shaitan has vowed that till the last moment of every person, the biggest muhaddith, the biggest sufi, the biggest mufassir, the biggest mufti, anyone, till the last moment, he's going to try his utmost to rob you of your iman. And till the day of Qiyamah, he's not going to leave us. And we're sitting at peace that we are all right. No worry. I'm worried about a latch which is not right in my house. I'm worried about load shedding of getting solar energy now. All that, lot preparation, which is better, what should we do? But about the qabr which can come before the next load shedding, I can go into the load shedding of the qabr. And if there's load shedding in the qabr, which solar system is going to help me there? So we are not worried. This is what we have to worry. So anyway, with this music, how desensitized we have become. One ustad of ours, of the madrasa, many years, maybe now 15 years or more, he went for Umrah or Hajj, Umrah most probably, Medina Sharif, as Sigri Namaz, quiet Zohar, or Asr Namaz. A person with on his cell phone, and his ringing tone was a musical tone. And see, he was eager to read right in the first saf, just behind the imam. Though that few places they reserve there for the very special people to, if there's something in the namaz, that, so they keep that place. But just right there, near he was. So outwardly, he's a pious person. He's not a person who is far from deen. He wanted to be, and we know, all of us, to make it for the first saf in the haram of Mecca, or the haram of Medina, is not an easy thing. You'll have to be there so early, you have to keep your wuzu for so long. If you've got a person who has problem with his wuzu, winds, etc., where are you going to be there in the first saf? So such a person who was there, but on the other hand, and this is another thing, Allah Ta'ala help and guide us. One side we are like so pious, but just on the other flip side, it's a different story completely. How many of us, we got contact with buzurgs, and when we go to the buzurgs, how we speak also, and if somebody hears us speaking, or they speak to us, their time they had with the buzurgs, how they were close to them, there is a bigger angel, bigger buzurg than this person. But on the other side, what and what are they doing? Completely, you just can't reconcile the two. One side was so pious, on the other side. So this person with a ringtone, a musical tone for his ringtone. And in namaz, there was a call, and the music started. And we all know those mics, they've got a top system, or the mic system. It's not easy to have that. What a good mic system they have got in Makkah Sharif and in Medina Sharif also. So that powerful it is. That took up the sound of the music. Imam is reading softly. And from the Imam's mic, in Masjid and Nabawi, the whole Masjid music is playing. And those mics, the sound goes out of the Masjid also. All around also. In front, right at where Rosa and Mubarak music is playing. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam declared, I have come in the world to destroy musical instruments. And yeah, music is playing right in his masjid, right by his rosa. And we are so fast asleep. The enemies worked and they made us the agents to take the music right into Masjid and Nabawi. But we are decent, it means nothing to us. And all that music carrying on in the namaz, people screamed and said, what is happening? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came to destroy musical instruments, that there must be no music left in the world. And yeah, music is playing in his masjid, in namaz. And at a time when people are all going for Hajj, Umrah, etc., at such a time, this is carrying on. Allah, let us wake up from our deep slumber and our sleep. And if anyone tells us a little about this, no, he's being too hard now. He's being too strict now. He's going to the extremes now. So in the qabr, we'll find out who's on the extremes and who's on the right path. Whether this then, don't, small matters, man. Tell you, the music, not such a big thing. Why are you making a big issue about it? Qabr, we will find out then that who or what, which side were we and what was happening. Then this music here, with all this music, and we becoming so desensitized, we are listening and we don't realize we are listening to music. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the seriousness of this music, he said that al-ghina, ruqiyatu zina, O kama qala alayhi salatu. The music is a stepping stone to adultery, zina. It arouses the feelings in a person. And then a person wants to commit zina. Hey, even if he's eating halal, but the music, and if we are listening to it and we don't realize we are listening to it. And that we must be very careful. All these companies that are promoting all like, you can share bayans, etc. We give a bayan. And good people's bayan. People who are totally against photography. And today, technology, with the zooming, you can be at a distance and you zoom in. I'm giving a bayan and somebody, and it happened. They are videoing you and you got no idea of it. And then when it's put onto YouTube, etc., different companies, then they got music playing in the background. Then in between, a pop-up comes and there's a naked woman now. You're listening to a bayan, you're looking, just now you're looking at Maulana, at Hazrat Qari Sahib is reading Qirat, and suddenly a naked woman comes there. Speak to the people who know about this, there are ways to mute it, to block it. If you want to listen to the bayans on the YouTube, etc., and without the videoing and that, then there are ways to block all the wrong things also. So anyway, we have to be, we get caught up in all these things. And we just take it as lightly. How many of us seriously make Tawbah of all the photos I saw? Taking out of the question, I'm a very pious person, I don't take photos. But looking at photos is also music I heard and I don't even know I heard music. And we don't make Tawbah also of it. So zina, is ruqiyatu zina. The other it is that music brings nifaq, hypocrisy in the heart, more faster than when it rains in the desert and a plant grows and overnight it grows 4 meters high. Just to understand what 4 meters is, normally the ceilings of our houses is about 2.5 meters. So another 1.5 meter above that. One night it grows so much. Now, the hadith says that music causes hypocrisy to come in the heart more than death. And our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, used to explain it in Hazrat's beautiful ways. He says, like if you're eating, and many times it happens, flies are around. Especially a season when flies are plenty, and they come and they take food with your hand. You make them fly away, but they are taking all the time. Hazrat says, continuously they are taking. Very soon they'll have so much that they can open a hotel. Not only that for their own use, but they can open a hotel now. And very soon they can open a motel with that. The amount they are taking. Like that, this music that we are hearing and making a mark on our heart all the time. And then many a person, he goes astray and we wonder where this person. But you are in such environments. We go to the supermarket. We go to the airports, in the aeroplane. Our girls have to give birth in the maternity home for their children. And music is playing. And what excuse? To soothe and calm them down. But what is that? Bringing shaitan who will make those children jump like wild hooligans and animals. That music will make them do that. Not going to calm them down. So with all this, this music, little bit also, which we don't take notice of, our Shaykh Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali also used to explain that fever which is out, you got a heavy fever, you can feel, anyone touches you, very high fever. You normally will take full treatment, you're conscious of it. But that fever which is latent, hidden, it is inside. And you're not really feeling it also. So you don't even worry about it. You're carrying on still with doing your things, etc. No treatment for it. That fever causes TB. And then you become very, very sick. And you don't even think of taking any precaution or any treatment for it. So this music which is coming little bit, we don't even realize it. And we don't know that. And then we wonder, that person was such a pious person. Now he's gone in drugs. He's gone humanizing, he's doing this, he's doing away all this. All these things lead to this, and we don't even realize it. May Allah protect us. This is a serious matter, and we become conscious, inform our other family people also. And today we know with the shoes of the children, also they got music in there. And like for example even our GPS, that in there also the voice, you can change it from a male to a female. We keep a female's voice. That female's voice is also going to affect you definitely. And in other programs also, especially on the computer, laptop, phone, we have got so many things that we are, music just comes in and we're not aware of it also. And all this is going to cause great harm. And our children, we make them also listen, watch all the cartoons and the comic strips and all that also. And with music also all the time. We don't know what. And then afterwards we say, I don't know where I went wrong with my children. And so become conscious. Shaitan and the enemy is working not 24 hours, not 36 hours. They're working how hard all the time. Continuously they are working to destroy us. And we are just setting ducks for them. All our precaution has been given in our Shariat. We don't have to follow. And the greatest protection is follow Sunnah to the T. And sincerely follow Sunnah. Nothing of these things. Our full protection is given. Quran Sharif we have got. It's not easy for everyone to understand and all the... And what teachings, the full details are given in the Quran. All knowledge is in the Quran Sharif. Every type of knowledge is in the Quran Sharif. But it is not وَلَكِنْ تَقَاسَرَ عَنْهُ أَفْهَامُ النَّاسِ. Man's mind cannot get into the depths of it easily. Only Allah's fadal. And you really go into it, it will open its treasures to you. And then you will be amazed and shocked that what treasures I've got here with me. Hadith Sharif, comparatively much more easier. And then more simplified and easy for us, the words of our Akabir and Aslaf. Those who are on the line of Hadith and the line of Sunnah Islam, study there, read them al-Fuzat, study their biographies, etc. And then see what we... And particularly if we study Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali Sahabiti, English also. In English also, then see how much you will benefit. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.